Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's Friday, which means we got a lot of good high school football games going on again, which means it's time for Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school football insider. Blue, how you doing this morning?
Joe, I couldn't be any better. I'll tell you what. What a way to kick off this weekend last night, nationally televised game, Carroll City Northwestern. A lot of penalties, but wow, that showcased South Florida defense in a nutshell last night for a couple hours, and certainly the country got a chance to see two very good football teams in the same district.
I'm starting to drink the Kool-Aid on you and Northwestern. I really am.
Still got Central.
No, I know Central's still in there, and they're saying don't forget about us, and they, as you know, play everybody in the country and then come back here and play those same schools. How's this going to play out, Larry? What do you think happens here?
Everybody in the district, maybe even Norland if they keep playing well, will make the playoffs, because 6A the rest of the way is not very deep. This shows, though, I mean, this is great because this is the way it should be. On the other hand, we're going to see the end of probably an era for right now. Booker T may not make the playoffs this year. What a strange situation to have lost to Central by two, Columbus by two, and lose to Northwestern by seven, and then it all fell apart yesterday. We were out there against
Chaminade. Wow.
It just fell apart. Daniel Richardson, the quarterback, gone his way to being the all-time leading passer in Dade County history, went out early in the game, and then the whole tempo of the contest turned around. Chaminade with a huge win, and they're certainly looking like a 3A titles within grasp for them. And what a way to kick it off, because tonight, Joe, it's madness up in Fort Lauderdale. Cardinal Gibbons, they've waited for this game for a year. It's obviously it's going to rain, but nevertheless, this is South Florida, so you have to put up with it. But this is going to be one of those games that has been talked about, has been dissected. Two undefeated teams, probably the two, number one and number two in the state in 5A. It doesn't get any better. It's at Cardinal Gibbons, and Heritage puts a 19-game winning streak on the line.
Boy, they have been really good. All right, so I saw some people already came out with predictions on just how tight this game was going to be. Some had Cardinal Gibbons winning, some had Plantation. Yeah. What do you think happens in this game? What do you expect?
Tough to go against the defending state champions with all that team speed. We had Matt DeBuck on the radio show from Cardinal Gibbons the other night, and he said they have to play a perfect game. Cardinal Gibbons has to play the perfect game. And it's true. They're not going to be able to put the ball down on their own 10 and survive.
Right.
This is a team, Pat Surtain and his gang has this team believing that they can win it all again. And it's going to be up to Cardinal Gibbons. Close game right down to the wire, I think, because of the teams are well coached and they're disciplined. And, you got to give the nod to Heritage only because of the fact that they've won 19 straight. They know what it is. They've been down this line before. So, I mean, if you're in the area, This is a must see. I mean, you're talking not just two tremendous football teams, but two well-coached teams, Joe, and two teams that have a lot of talent. It's just like last night, if you watch that game or you were there between Carroll City and Northwestern, how could you not be impressed that there's 30 Division I kids on the field?
I mean, that's crazy.
The states don't have that. And, it was amazing. And that's what, this football down here is being played. But right now, because Hurricane Irma and everything's been accelerated, teams are meeting their fate now. I mean, this is it. Yesterday, Booker T, I mean, they're going to have to beat Carroll City just to survive next week, and that's going to be tough.
Larry, this is the best team Cardinal Gibbons has had in how long, would you say? More than a decade?
Probably their best team ever because of the fact that they have all this Division I talent. talent. Now, in the past, when they went to state back in the back in the day, and they played Suwanee County, they had some good kids, but they didn't have them.
Not like this.
No, not even.
Especially with the offense he's running, it's just perfect. I mean, it's just
exactly.
Yeah.
And not only that, is his line, the Bucks' line has done extremely well, and that's the key to beating a team like Heritage. You have to control the line of scrimmage because they're big up front, and that's where it's going to be won. You have to run the ball. He knows he has a quarterback in Nick Scalzo that can get out of the pocket, so that's a huge advantage. But you can't beat the speed that American Heritage has. I mean, you're talking the fastest high school football player in the country in Schwartz, and then the Pat's kid is not too slow, and neither is Tyson Campbell, and they've got a lot of speed, and that's going to be the difference. That team speed is awfully tough to combat, as Carroll City found out last night with Northwestern. That team speed up front is everything.
Larry, is this the best combination of cover corners in the country, the two guys from American Heritage?
Can't dispute it, Joe. You
really
played the game. When have you seen kids at 6'2", 200 pounds that run in the 4.4 range and have this skill level? Yeah,
I did an NFL game a couple weeks ago. I saw that. No, you're right. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. That's why both guys are getting recruited. Basically, can write
Big
their
time.
Ticket any anywhere they want to go. Hey, let's talk about another one. Kim Bocamper and I, also with the Dolphins, will all be at that game tonight too. So looking forward to getting up to a Northeast Fort Lauderdale up there and checking that out. There's another game I never thought we'd be talking. Western is 6-0.
Yeah.
Playing Plantation. Steve Davis got those guys at 5-1. I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it should be a good game, and I saw.
You don't sound like you're sold.
Well, I saw Plantation against Miramar a couple weeks ago, and I was pretty, I was pretty pumped up for that game. And then what happens was you could see that this is Steve Davis's first year back, because he has a lot of kids that are young that are not, that they're going to have to step up in a major way tonight.
Right.
What Adam Rakovich has done at Western is amazing.
Give that guy credit, man.
Yeah, very much.
It's not easy there.
No, and you know what type of talent that they usually have, but they turned it up, and they believe they still have a very balanced offense. Their defense is stingy. This is a big game. They're at Western right now. They're not looking at this game so much as being the stumbling block, because they got the Miramar in 2 weeks, and that's going to be for the district title.
Big boy game right there. Yeah, put your big boy pants on for that one.
Could be a number one seed in that area, which is huge, as Columbus is finding out as well. Columbus wins out, they become the number one seed in Dade County at 8A, which is huge.
How about that? How about the Columbus? We kind of had them down and out when this thing started, and they've gotten better and better. They're winning these tight ball games.
They were our McDonald's team of the week this past week for a reason. They beat Miami High, Booker T. Washington, and Lake Gibson, which was the defending 6A state champion.
That's a great week.
In 10 days. So you have to give them props.
That's as good as you're going to get. I'm with you. Hey, by the way, if you had to go coach of the year for the job they've done with the amount of talent, did we just name one of those guys just now for you?
Well, I think we named two of them, with Adam Rakovich of Western, and also with Columbus, and what they've done. Chris Merritt has done an awesome
Coach Merritt.
Job. But you've got other programs that are still making moves in the upper echelon right now. I mean, you have a team like Nova. I mean, I know.
How about the Novas? How about Nova?
5-0, and with a win against Cooper City tonight, move 6, and then they'll have West Broward. They could. I mean, I know this is crazy to think, but Nova undefeated throughout a whole season. I don't know if that's happened. But we talk about them every week. It's just so nice to go to a Thursday night game and have a marquee game. Come back tonight and do the same thing. And that's what South Florida football is about. And, we get it done every day at SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. You go on there and see player rankings. We have stories. We have everything. And we lead you up to this evening's game, and then tomorrow you have a couple of games on a Saturday. I know Saturday football down here is awesome, but that's what it's all about, and that's what it's been all about. We're excited. As you said, you guys will be there tonight. You guys are doing an awesome job promoting the high school kids as well with the Dolphins.
Well, Dolphins have jumped aboard on that, which has been really nice. All right, Blue, I got to put you on the spot a little bit, even though I know it's going to change tonight because two of the top teams in South Florida are playing each other. Give me your top five before this game right now. Your top five. Just top five in high school. Who's your number one team in all of South Florida?
Well, Heritage now. You know, like you said, it could change. Heritage, and then you come right back with Central. Then you got St. Thomas. Then I think you have Cardinal Gibbons. You can't shuffle them off. And I still think Deerfield's sticking their head in there somewhere.
What about Northwestern? What you?
Well, you know, right now Northwestern probably climbed right back into the top five with last night's win. So, they, you know, those top four or five teams.
You like Central, though. You sound like you're coming up on Central. You're trending up on Central right now, my friend.
Well, you know what? I think everything fell into place for them after the Booker T win. Booker T not hitting that field goal. They went out to Vegas, had the time of their lives, and the life, everything changed. So Booker T's kind of like the factor for a lot of teams this year, making their years a lot better. And I just hope Ice Harris and those guys rebound. They have a lot of young team. They lost their quarterback, Daniel Richardson, as I said yesterday.
That's tough, man. That kid's good. Good player.
And for what Booker T has meant to this community for the last decade, as far as football, putting this area on the map, they deserve a lot of respect.
Blue, it's always great talking to you, man, on a football Friday. Nothing like it. You're a big part of it, and we appreciate it. And we will see you tonight at Cardinal Gibbons under the lights, man.
I'm excited. I hope everybody else gets out there. This is South Florida football at its best.
Thanks,
Blue.
Thank you,
and have a great one. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Bow tonight.
You got it.
All right. Bye.
Larry Bluestein, man, our high school.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.